when the connection between the human being, the servant, with Allah becomes distant, far, or weak, then that individual, that human being, he also loses the rahmah, the mercies of Allah. The mercies of Allah also go far away from that person. And when the mercies of Allah go far away, distant from a person, then everything, whatever is present in this world, it gets distant also from that person. It goes far also from that person. All of the system of the dunya, the cycles of the dunya, they are all being controlled by Allah. And a person who does the dhikr of Allah is close to Allah. The cycles, the nature creation is being controlled by Allah. So when a person does the dhikr of Allah, when he remembers Allah, he automatically gets close to Allah. And as he or she gets close to Allah, then Allah's rahmas, Allah's mercies increase for that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole Qur'an, Allah has sent His Qur'an for His praise. Every word, everything is for His praise. And everything in the world, in the creation, universe is remembering Allah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَةِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has told us in the Qur'an, Allah is reminding us in the Qur'an, Allah is trying to take our negligence far from us. Because Allah has given us freedom, isn't it? In the universe, Allah has not given freedom to anything. To anything. Allah has given human beings freedom. That you, human being, whether you believe me or not, it's your choice. Allahu Akbar. Massive freedom. Can anyone dare not to believe in Allah? Tell me. That even the smallest of spiders, even that remembers Allah, believes in Allah. And us, how we dare, look at us, that Allah Ta'ala has made the world for us an open playing field and given us the control of the world, of the earth. And it's our choice that we believe in Allah or not. And upon this choice, that whether we believe in Allah or not, we have become arrogant and staunch and we've stood firm now and say, oh, there's nothing better than us. We don't have to believe in Allah. We can stay alive without believing in Allah. We can eat, we can walk around, we can wander, we can see, we can look. We say we don't need Allah. Allah says it's not the case. It's not the case. I've given you choice, yes, because I want to see within makhluk creation. I create such a form of creation from amongst all of my creation that will make it unique. The human beings, they're unique, different from all other creatures, they'll have very good qualities. But I'll give the human being choice that do they believe in me or not? If they believe in me, then how strong a link will they maintain with me? So think, then Allah Ta'ala gave His mercy and karam, His generosity, because He's given us brain, freedom, choice. Allah has given us guidance as well. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah has given us total guidance. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَةِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That all of the universe around you, you will not find any creature that does not remember me. Rather, the existence of all the creatures in the universe is based on Allah's remembrance. It's due to Allah's dhikr that they're alive. If they don't remember Allah, death will come. And if they remember Allah, their life continues. Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. What a massive reminder for us. But we don't understand. The dhikr of Allah is such a great asset. It's a reminder for us, but we don't realize. We don't realize. Allah Ta'ala says, the thing that I like the most, out of everything, all the actions of worship, the best action that Allah Ta'ala likes, the greatest action for Allah, is that you should just remember me. Remember me. That's it. So Allah's not made one system for His remembrance, because Allah wanted to test the human being, isn't it? So sometimes Allah says, okay, that I want you to help me. Okay, stand and bow and go into prostration. Stand, ruku, sujood. Stand, ruku, sujood. Prostration. And when a person who's not a believer or not religious looks at what are they doing, they laugh. And we who believe, we are enjoying ourselves when we pray salah. Imagine. So someone asks, what are you doing? You're standing. And then you're saying something. Then you go into bowing position. Then you praise Allah. Then you stand up. Then you go into prostration. Then you stand again. Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. So there are people who do this, who pray salah. So Allah says that I feel, I want that in the day, five times a day, you come to me and keep practicing this action of salah. And sometimes Allah says, okay, you don't have to do it. I will select a person who will stand in front of you in Rasa, and you just have to stand behind him silent. Subhanallah. Yeah? Congregation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala likes. Allah says, I feel, I want you to pray to me like this and worship me like this. Sometimes Allah says, okay, something different from salah. Leave eating, leave drinking, and stop. No eating, drinking. You can't go to your wife, you can't eat, drink. Okay, you can work. Yeah. If you feel like, but Allah says, I don't want you to eat, drink, nothing. And Allah says, and we say, what's this? Well, Allah says, this is my remembrance, this is fasting. Every ibadah has been created for Allah's remembrance, isn't it? Yes. Okay. Allah Ta'ala says, sometimes I want you to remember me like this or like this. Outside the home, leave everything, take your clothes off. So, another form of worship. Let's just take the clothes off, don't wear anything. Take your topi, your cap, your imama, turban, take it off. And just wrap yourself with one sheet, even if your chest is bare, and just cover your satr, private part, and you're naked. And what should you do? Where Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat, where his Allah Ta'ala's attention and focus descends, the Kaaba, Allah says, go there and just walk around. And this is my remembrance. I want you to do this. Remember me. And what's Allah Ta'ala, what's the name Allah given for that? Hajj. Do people not do this? And people are shocked. What are you doing? You've taken your clothes off, your shoes have come off, your footwear's come off, and we say don't wear anything stitched and slippers have come off. What's happened to them? They say, we're remembering Allah. Subhanallah. Allah says in the Quran, this is Hajj. Hajj is Allah's remembrance. And then Allah sends us to a jungle, wilderness. Allah says, don't come back. What you do? Go straight out there into the wilderness and sit there in the wilderness from morning until evening. Stay there for some time. And with those same clothes, we're running around. Millions of people, hundreds of thousands, they're going to sit there. Are they doing anything? Nothing. We're not doing anything. We're sat there. Why are you sat here? They're remembering Allah. Allah says, they're remembering me. This is a form of my remembrance. Subhanallah. So this is all dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. Yes? And there are certain things that Allah Ta'ala has given us, kalamat, recitations to remember Him. Subhanallah. That Allah says, when you feel like it, when you want to glorify me and when you realize my greatness, like Allah says that, look at my greatness around you in the world. Go to the heavens, the skies, climb up to the skies, climb up the mountains, look at the oceans, the seas. We see something. Look at the rivers. Look at the earth, the crust of the earth, the different types of earth. Allah says in the Quran, go, wander around, travel, look, see what can you see in the world. And when you see all of these things and they overwhelm you, then how will you praise? How will you realize the greatness? Allah says, you cannot. Sometimes what happens is there are certain things we see. For example, if you go on a holiday, Scotland or some other country, and you see beautiful features of the world, that the mouth, the jaw drops. We say, what's this? What's this? Such a great feature. Sit on the plane. And when you look out of the window, you look down, you see the sea, the ocean, you see, what's this? Looking far down. And Allah says that, look, I've taken you up to the heights. First of all, I've taken you to the heights. And there's a machine that's taken us up into the sky. Allah has created this, isn't it? And that's called the aeroplane. So, when this greatness comes into your heart, the feeling, suddenly, then what can you do at that time? Then at that time, just say one thing, just recite that. Allah says, that's the greatest dhikr of Allah at that time. What is that recitation? Allahu Akbar. Yes. When a person says Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, then the whole universe stops. Because that person is confirming the greatness of Allah. He's affirming, bringing it to life. Allahu Akbar, a great takbir, a great statement. Yes. There's no other word that can compare to the greatness of Allah. Allah says, whenever you see my greatness, things that show my greatness, and you are dependent on me, and everything that you see around you, you realize, and all the only thing you can recite from your mouth, Allah says, I'll let you recite one thing straight away, your confirmation will come to me that you've accepted in the world, the greatness of Allah is there to see. What are those words? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yes? Subhanallah. Another recitation. Another kalima, subhanallah. What a great, great verse, subhanallah, recitation. And Allah's challenge in the Quran, Allah's mentioned, if you read the verse of the Quran, Allah's made a big challenge to people, that look up, look around you, can you see any defect in my creation? Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Yes, first Allah says, that everything that's created is mine, I've created everything. And Allah says, I challenge you, anyone living, that anything from my creation in the universe, from amongst the universe, within the universe, around the universe, anything in the universe, you cannot see any one defect in what I've created, Allah says. Not one defect. Eventually you will realize that everything in the world and the universe has been created for a purpose. And look at a particle of dust. Even the value of the particle of dust. For example, people put atoms together. You put the atoms together, nucleus, protons, neutrons, and that creates the atom, which then when it collides creates a nuclear fusion. You have machines and you have things that run and create energy that we utilize. So we realize this and we recognize this. We know that this is occurring. Who's given us this capability? Allah says, look up in the skies. Your eyes will go up to the skies and then they'll come back down to the earth. But Allah says that it will prove that is there any defect in the world in the creation of mine? Not one defect. Light is in both the sun and the moon. Subhanallah. Both emit light. But both, there is a difference. One you can see and one you cannot see directly. Subhanallah. Both emit light. Yes. So there are two forms of light. One has light and one, the other one is light. But you can't look. Both have light. Both emit light. Allah says, I've created both. And they both move. But one moves for one reason, another moves for another reason. The sun moves for a reason and the moon moves for a reason. The sun, it will move. It will orbit. Ramadan will not come. Eid will not come. We don't have the months due to the movement of the sun. When the move, the cycle of the moon takes place, Ramadan will come, Hajj will come, fasting will come. Yes, we have the lunar months due to the movement of the moon. We say, we look at the moon, we say, okay, is it time for the new month? We make the calendar and we know that all the timings for the months and the cycles, people, they utilize their brains and try to prove things. That, for example, oh, let's do the calculation of the moon due to a scientific method and we'll calculate. But Allah Ta'ala said, no, I've made a system, a beautiful system. How you can determine if something started or stopped or has not started. The sun and the moon, they have a difference, both of them. What's the difference? The sun, that runs on calculation. Yes, the existence and the movement and the benefit of the sun, everything is due to calculation. You can calculate the time of the day, when will it rise, the sun, when will it set, what time is salah during the day, beginning in the evening. But there's no actuation. So accuration, the accurate fact that the movement of the moon, due to the movement of the moon, there's no calculation. You can't calculate. Rather, there's actuation. That's what we get from the moon. Yes, there's a hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari where it stated that when you fast, look at the moon and determine the first day of the month. And look at the moon and determine the beginning and the end of the month. This is the case, isn't it? Because accurate facts are based on looking. If you don't see something with your eyes and verification, then you cannot make calculations with the moon. Calculations are with the sun. You cannot calculate from the movement of the moon. You will not be able to get any accurate data verification. You can say that moon's come out, it's the birth of the new moon, but we don't know when will it be visible exactly. Nobody until today has been able to say, exactly at this minute I can see it. But only when you see with your eyes, I can see it. Then you'll say that the moon was visible because I saw it. So you cannot use calculations with the moon. Yes, so what's this? This is, Allah says that this is also the proof of my existence. When a person looks at all of these things and looks towards the universe, Allah says, those who desire me, who believe in me, when they look at these things, they realize the greatness of Allah. Another angle showing the greatness of Allah. That Allah, you have no defect. Everything you've created has no defect. There's nothing that has a defect. So how pure and great and without defect you must be, oh Allah. So Allah says, when you have that feeling, emotion, then I'll tell you a kalima, I'll recite that. What is that? Subhanallah. When you realize and affirm the greatness of Allah, that He has no defect and He's created everything. Coolness will come into your heart and chest. When you see something of Allah's creation in the world, it has no defect. It's pure and clean and great and massive and strong. Then we should recite Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes? To affirm the greatness. Alhamdulillah. Oh, this is also a beautiful recitation. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. All of dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, this is the end point. The conclusion, because you're praising Allah. Allah wants everyone to praise Him. So Allah says that you cannot praise me the amount you should, the way you should, We can only praise when we have the capabilities in it, that we can do it to the maximum. For example, you see a building. After looking at the building, you can you praise the building? Oh, look how great this building is. It's tall. What a nice design. Allah says, you can see my construction, my manufacturing, the world, my creation, but you can't see me. So you can praise my creation, but how will you praise me? Allah says, you have not got the capability. You haven't got the strength. You don't know me. So how can you praise me? So you can only praise that Allah Ta'ala says that the praise belongs to me, and I will define to you how to praise me. So Allah Ta'ala says that when you see a ni'mah, when you see a bounty, a gift of Allah, when you feel like praising Allah, Allah, what a great, great thing. You've manufactured beauty. So when you have that feeling, when you realize that, Allah says, I'll teach you, I'll allow you to recite some words, the message will get to me. That is Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. When a person, sometimes he says Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wal akbar. Sometimes you feel like saying all of them together, collated. So when a person recites the full collated, the phrases together, Allah says, I remove his sins in such a way, just like the dry leaves fall off the tree. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what does this mean? What does it mean that just like the leaves, the dry leaves fall off the tree? That the connection between my servant and me now is so close and strong. This person is pure. Allah says, I've removed his sins. He's pure. He's become close to me. He's come close to me. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has created the universe and everything that contains is contained in there, therein. And Allah says that my dhikr is what is keeping everything in existence. And the person who doesn't remember Allah is the biggest loser in the world. He's not grateful, he's ungrateful. So what we should do is do the dhikr of Allah. We should remember Allah. At least remember Allah. Don't leave dhikr. Forget about saying we should do dhikr of Allah. Don't say let's remember Allah. Rather we should say let's not leave the dhikr of Allah. And that's the effect. Whenever, however much, every second, every breath in and out, we should keep remembering Allah. And we'll keep on getting close to Allah. If we get close to Allah, then Allah is the Rabb. Allah is the creator. He'll give everything. Rizq, wealth, and mal, and money, and children, and health. Everything. Who gives it? Allah. When a servant gets close to Allah, when he asks, the more he's closer to Allah, then the more quickly Allah will hear his call, his request, and give. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So we should maintain and create a link with Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do his dhikr. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاه والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم اغفر فضلكم سي ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمارے صغیرہ و کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں دوزخ سے نجات نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں جنت قریب فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ہمارے تمام غلاظتوں کو دور فرما دے ہماری باتوں کو صاف فرما دے یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے ساتھ محترم معاملات فرما دے یا اللہ عذاب قبر دور فرما یا اللہ اپنی سختی عذابوں کو دور فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا کریم ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا جو مصیبت زدہ ہیں ان کی مصیبتوں کو دور فرما جو پریشان حال ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما یا اللہ تو رمضان کے مہینے میں اپنے فضل و کرم کی بارشوں سے نواز دے یا اللہ جو فضل و کرم کی نوازشیں ان سے نواز دے اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے جتنی بھی دعائیں ہم نے ذکر میں مانگی اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنی حبیب کے صدقے سے قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین